Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. We come your way every day, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. Eagles getting ready for week three, trying to put that game against Dallas behind them. Let's talk about some positions that must be better. We begin on the offensive line, Brian. No personnel changes. The five you see are the five you're going to see moving forward, and that means Jason Peters and Alan Barber and Jason Kelsey and Andrew Gardner and Lane Johnson and Brent Celek. Got to play better. Play better. Run the football. How do you do it?
Well, they first have to communicate a lot better. I saw it in the first game, and as well as this game, they weren't communicating very well. And so when you're passing off games from guard to center and guard to tackle, you have to communicate better. You have to pass those things off much better. And they have to also find a way to be better on their double teams. If their double team is intended for the guard and center to double team, the three technique up to the linebacker, you have to get that guard off and to get up to that linebacker instead of allowing Sean Lee to run around all day long without getting touched. So they have to do that better. And then the last thing, they have to stop the penetration. They have to play on the defensive side of the line of scrimmage. And if they do that, they'll be much better than playing on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage.
And if they do that, the passing game will get going, and we'll see what this group of wide receivers can do. Chip Kelly's talked throughout the summer here and the early part of the season about the depth and the talent at wide receiver. We just haven't seen the explosive plays that we've been accustomed to in Chip Kelly's first two seasons. Where is Riley Cooper? Where is Josh Huff? Where is Miles Austin? Jordan Matthews shut out in the first half on Sunday. Nelson Aguilar, an intermediate route runner at this point, nothing down the field, Brian. How do the Eagles stretch out these defenses that seem to be creeping closer and closer to the line of scrimmage?
Well, you're absolutely right. Defenses are creeping closer and closer to the line of scrimmage. And so what you have to do is maybe, even if you don't complete it, take a shot down the field. That's going to make a safety at least think about the deep route, the go routes, the deep slants, things like that, the post. Those types of routes that the safeties have to worry about, but in this offense, they haven't been worried at all. The other thing I would do is I would design certain plays. I need to get Nelson Aguilar involved in the game plan early on. I want to design a few plays early on to get the ball in his hands just to get his juices flowing. Riley Cooper, the same thing. Get his juices flowing. You have a screen or two here for Josh Huff. Get his juices going. Don't just try to get Jordan Matthews involved. Get the other guys involved as well. That's going to open up things for everyone on this offense.
On the defensive side of the ball, outside linebacker with Brandon Graham and with Connor Barwin need more pass rush punch. Eagles were able to rotate three outside linebackers last year with Trent Cole in the mix. That depth is not there now, and Graham struggling. Connor Barwin playing well, but it's not been enough to really force quarterbacks out of their comfort zone, and as a result, the Eagles' secondary at times has given up some big, big plays. How do you unleash a pass rush?
You know, I think one of the things that Billy Davis has tried to do is blitz just a bit more. I think the blitz is starting to get to some teams. Unfortunately, that's going to leave you susceptible on the back end of the defense. And so now I just need Connor Barwin. I need Brandon Graham. I need Vinny Curry. Fletcher Cox as well. I need you to win your one-on-one battles. These guys are talented guys. These are the guys that you brought in here to get that pass rush. I think they can do it. They just have to get consistent in winning those battles. And if they do that, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of the secondary.
In a span of one afternoon, the Eagles' inside linebacker position went from deep and talented and promising to really concerning. The injury to Kiko Alonso, Michael Kendricks with a hamstring injury, and suddenly third-round draft pick Jordan Hicks in the middle of the action moving forward. He says he's ready. He played well on Sunday, but a lot of responsibility for Hicks alongside D'Amico Ryans, who's clearly not all the way back from that Achilles tendon injury. Suddenly the Eagles looking at an inside linebacker spot that's very similar to what it was last year. Lots of injuries and questionable depth.
Yeah, you want that depth at inside linebacker, especially with D'Amico Ryans coming off that Achilles. The one thing you have to worry about is that defense being on the field too long. And so that may speak to the offense just a bit, but you need great play out of Jordan Hicks. Hey, listen, you're a young guy, but at this point you have to grow up. This is the conversation that a lot of guys are going to have with them. We don't have time for you to play like a rookie. We don't have time for you to act like a rookie. We need you to play like a veteran. We need you right now. So step your game up. D'Amico Ryans is going to go a long way into Jordan Hicks' development.
Yeah, so that's what we see. The Eagles need step-ups from just about everybody on this roster, every position group on this roster, to turn things around. We'll be back in just a moment. Some final thoughts here on Eagles 360.